He's BJ Kissel and I'm Pete Sweeney, and we're talking Chiefs and Vikings headed into their contest on Sunday. The Vikings since 2010 have been 0-5 out of the bye week. How are the Chiefs going to make it 0-6?
Well, the first thing in the storyline everybody's been talking about is how the Chiefs are going to do at the running back position. What are they going to do without Jamaal Charles? You've got Sharkhandrick West, Nile Davis. You've got Spencer Ware, who's now been promoted from the practice squad. And you've even got DeAnthony Thomas, who might mix in there a little bit as he moves around to a lot of different things. But it'll be interesting to see that chess match with how the Vikings defense led by Mike Zimmer goes and plays them. We know Mike Zimmer's defense 4-3, but that running game and how the Chiefs adjust with Jamaal being out. I mean, Jamaal's accumulated 30% of the Chiefs' total yards since 2012. Interesting to see how they adjust.
It's been announced this week the Chiefs will be moving forward with that running back by committee. Not so much with Minnesota. They have a big dog, Adrian Peterson, for them running the football.
There's no secret to what the Vikings are going to do offensively. It is give the ball to 28 and let him do his thing. One thing defensive coordinator Bob Sutton talked about on Thursday was all 11 guys on the field have to feel like they're a part of run defense on every single play, whether it's on their side or not. You've got to get his feet stopped. You can't let him get a clean release through the first level of the defense because that puts a lot of pressure, and it's very difficult for those linebackers to hit a moving target as quick as he can accelerate and get to top speed. How they adjust and stop Adrian Peterson is going to be the key to the game. Bob Sutton was also very complimentary of Teddy Bridgewater in that he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's only thrown 2 interceptions. We know 28's going to get the ball, and the Chiefs have to be ready for it.
Final thing that you want to highlight is headed into this game, the Chiefs have lost 4 games in a row. Some losses involved giving up that lead in the fourth quarter. If they have the lead, they have to finish in this game.
Yeah, they do. And one of the things I talked about with Doug Peterson off to the side during the press conference time on Thursday was about the finishing, about the fourth quarter. But he also said it depends on how the defense is playing, how special teams are playing, if they have to sustain drives or if they trust their defense, go out there, run a couple of times. There's a lot of factors to go into that. But obviously, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid, that entire offensive staff, they're going to figure out ways to adjust. Because again, you're going up against different personnel, a different group here with Mike Zimmer in this Vikings defense. And I did ask Coach Peterson as well what he likes about this Vikings defense, what he sees from them on tape. And he said speed, and that it's not a very intricate defense. They don't do a lot of different crazy things. He said they'll mix it up a little bit on third down, but they really play traditional style and let those guys play fast. And they've got a lot of young talent. They move really well.
So the things to watch are the Chiefs running back by committee, how they step up, running back Adrian Peterson, and making sure that if the Chiefs have a lead, they finish in the fourth quarter. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. It's been your Hour to Update as we head into Minnesota Vikings and Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday at 12 p.m. on CBS from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
65 toss power trap.